Hey guys, welcome back to the Reprogramming Room podcast.
The space where the subconscious mind gets reprogrammed, limiting beliefs get deleted, and your next level self becomes your new normal. I am your host, Beth, and I am an emotion, body, and belief code practitioner, and living proof that life gets to be and feel the way you always knew it was meant to. So welcome back to another episode. I'm filming this episode in my closet because there's like a storm going on outside. So hopefully you can't hear that. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about something random that I've been thinking about that is a small tool that I use. It's not like the be all and end all, but it's just another tool that you can add to your toolkit to help you, you know, in your subconscious reprogramming journey, in your identity shifting work. And that is, you've probably heard of these before, not exactly how I'm going to do it, but, you know, affirmations. Affirmations are something that personally I don't use, and that's a weird thing to start because I just said that this is a tool I use. No, but I don't use affirmations because I am a fan of efficiency. I don't believe in working hard just for the sake of it. Like, I want to do something as efficient as possible. Like, I value my time. And I don't want to just sit around doing something that maybe. Like, affirmations, I'm not saying they don't work. If you sit there for enough time and enough hours, and you obviously the subconscious mind works on repetition. So if you do this enough times, like say affirmations to yourself and with like emotion and really meaning it, like, yeah, it probably will work, but it's slow. And so that's why I don't really use affirmations. But what I do use, and again, this is just another tool. This is obviously not like my be all and end all, because you know what my cheat code to life is, and that is the body code. So that's what I use over everything, you know. But this is just another tool that I use, and sometimes I got this from if you know her, her name is Catherine Zenkina, and I have taken almost basically I reckon all of her courses. And so this was something that she put in one of her more recent courses. And so I have an audio that's from her course, and it's basically these, and I listen to them every single day, not every single day, that's wrong. I listen to them like a lot of days. Like it's a 5 minute, recording. It's a 5 minute kind of audio thing. So when I'm driving to the beach to walk my dog, you know, it's about a round trip. It's 5 minutes round trip around that. So I'll put it on when we get in the car. Half of it will play when we're driving to the beach. Then we have our walk, and then I come back, and on the way back, we'll finish it. And so it's just a nice, you know, way to start off my day. It's something simple I do. And so they're not affirmations. They are affirmations, but not in your traditional sense. So what they're called is ask affirmations. So why this works better than regular traditional affirmations is because firstly, most people don't do affirmations correctly. It's like I can stand here for hours and go like, I am rich, I am pretty, I am wealthy, I am abundant, like, woo, yay. Like I can repeat that on fucking repeat. But like the subconscious mind also works on emotion. Like the more emotionally charged, that's why our emotions are so powerful when it comes to our subconscious mind. That's why having emotional mastery is so important, because the more charge you have around something, and I can even kind of go into when we use the belief code, what we find is, so the belief code works by, I'm going on a tangent here, but it'll all come back and make sense in the end. So the belief code works by, we find a belief system. And so all belief systems are structured kind of like trees. That's kind of the basic structure of a belief system when we use the belief code. And so you have the outer layers, the most conscious layers, which are kind of like the leaves and the small branches. Then you have the deeper layer, which is like the trunk of the tree. And then you have the deeper layer again, which is the roots of the tree. And so when we find these belief systems, the belief systems always have associated, normally trapped emotional energy. And so this trapped emotional energy is basically the glue that holds these belief systems in place. And why that relates to what I'm saying is because we can see in these belief systems that are programmed in our subconscious mind is the things that are holding these together is this emotional charge. Like the emotional charge, these emotions that we feel, the stronger we feel them in like an experience that we're having or when we're forming a belief system, like that glue is going to be stronger. So the more trapped emotions, the more emotional energy you have supporting these beliefs is what's going to hold that belief in place. And so most people will just stand there and say these affirmations and they have no feeling associated with them. Like that is the most inefficient and just useless way to reprogram the subconscious mind. Like honestly, I don't think it works. And if it does, it's going to take you fucking years. No emotion, nothing behind it. The subconscious is not going to pay much attention to that, you know? Especially if it's a completely non-incongruent belief. That's another thing. People go straight to these beliefs that are like, I'm rich. Whereas like literally their subconscious mind is like constantly 24/7 projecting out that they are broke as shit. And like, so I could just stand there with zero emotion just saying, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. And my subconscious mind is so far from the truth. It's kind of, I've said this in a previous podcast. It like, when you say that to the subconscious mind, if you had a completely incongruent belief, like that you believe that you're broke and you said there saying, I'm rich, the subconscious mind is basically just going to bounce off. It's going to be like, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. Or like, you know, I've said this, like when someone comes up to you, if someone came up to you and said the sky is red, like your subconscious, you have a strong belief that the sky is blue. Like it's just not even going to register to your mind. If someone came up and said, oh, look, the sky is red or green or whatever, you know, and then you're like, what? No. Or like something else that's like completely so certain truth in your mind. You know, so it's the same thing. If you use these affirmations that are so far from the truth that your subconscious is programmed with and you use them with zero emotion behind them, it's not going to fucking work. You are going to have no chance of reprogramming your subconscious. And so that's the first thing. So if you use affirmations with emotion, yeah, okay, they're going to work a bit more. If you really feel the feelings, like you feel abundant when you say them, like say I'm rich, and then you really feel that abundance, then they're going to work a bit better. But it's a slow and inefficient process. And so that's why these are called ask affirmations, because the subconscious mind works in a way that when we ask it a question, it's going to start to look for the answer. That's just how our minds are wired. So if you are asking a question, straight away your subconscious is going to be looking for the answer. Bam, bam, bam. And unconsciously you're going to be gathering evidence. And so for example, instead of saying I am rich or I am abundant, the ask affirmation will say, how am I so abundant? How am I so rich? Why am I so rich? And as soon as you're asking the subconscious mind that question, it's going to start looking for proof. And so you're going to start gaining this proof. It's going to be like, well, look at all the clothes you have, because I'm in a closet, so I'm looking at all the clothes I have. Wow, look at all these clothes that you have around you. Oh my God. Look at this amazing car you're driving. Oh my God, look at the roof over your head. Oh my God, this clothing you're wearing, holy shit, this whole outfit was like, cost like over $500. Oh my God, look at the pure, clean air you're breathing. Oh my God, look at that amazing meal you're about to eat. Oh my God, look at the money in your dashboard. Oh my God, look at all those figures. Look at all that money in your bank account. Like, it's gonna start to gather this evidence for you. And so by asking this, and again, when you ask these, you need to have the emotion behind it. Nothing's gonna work without the emotion. So I could still just go and say, how am I so rich? But that is gonna be more effective than just saying, I am so rich. And that's the other thing. Because you're not trying to force in a belief that is incongruent with probably a system you already have, it's not, so like if I said, I'm rich, and I didn't believe that, it's just going to, like I said, bounce off. It's going to be like, boom, no, that's not true. It can also, sometimes it can actually make you feel worse because your subconscious mind will start going, and you might even start having thoughts of, that's not true. Like, I've done this before where I have, you know, we've all probably been there where we're like, oh my God, I'm having negative thoughts. Like, I need to change this. And you sit there and you go, no, I'm happy. Oh my God, no, I'm not stressed. No, I'm happy. Oh my God, no, like, I'm pretty or whatever. And then you literally, the next thought in your mind is, fuck off, no, you're not. Like, your mind will just bring back these thoughts. Like, when you're stuck in these negative loops, when you have these such strong beliefs that are already have so much negative emotional charge around them, you're not going to be making any progress. And so, but the thing is, when you ask the question, you're not telling your mind something that it doesn't believe to be true. So when you're asking the question, you know, if I came up and said, oh, how are you so pretty today? Like, if I, in like, say you were someone that didn't necessarily like compliments or didn't necessarily believe they were pretty, and if I said, oh, you're so pretty today, and you'd be like, oh, no, I'm not. But if I said, oh my God, how are you so pretty today, and maybe you might still be like, oh, no, I'm not, but you'd be like, oh, what do you mean, what's different? You know, like, even in that small snippet of conversation, you can see how your mind will respond differently, because you're not trying to force something into it that it doesn't believe to be true. And so these ask affirmations are so powerful. And again, they're not like my be all or end all. They're just another tool I use. And so, you know, I can ask myself, like, you can make up anything you want. So any kind of affirmation that you may use, you can just change it into like a how or a why kind of question. You know, like, instead of saying, I'm so abundant. Exactly. You can say, how am I so abundant? How is there so much abundance in my life already? And instead of saying, I am thin, like, I'm thin, you can say, how am I so healthy? How am I already, like, I don't know, how am I already, like, in love with my body? How is my body already so incredible? Instead of saying, you know, I have my dream body, you can say, how is my body already looking so fabulous? How is it that, like, my dream body comes to me quicker every day? How is it that I have such amazing habits? How is it that I am so good at eating well? How is it that I am so effortlessly able to just work out? Like, why is it so easy for me to work out? Why is it so easy for me to get motivated to go to the gym? Like, instead of saying, I'm so motivated to go to the gym, I'm so motivated to go to the gym, I go to the gym every day. Like, if that's not you, if that's not who you identify as, your mind is just going to laugh in your face. And you're not going to be programming any, like, your affirmations are fucking a waste of time, bro. So when you instead say, well, why? You can then start to look, your mind will start to look for these things. Oh, well, like, yesterday you put your gym stuff in the car and you just went effortlessly without even thinking about it after work. And you're like, oh, last week you went 3 days, and that's more than the week before where you only went two. You know, it's like it's a very different approach, and it will get you a lot further. And as I said, I only just use these like 5 minutes in the morning, every now and again, like when I think about it. But I love them. Like, I notice that when I use them, like, I feel so good. And it's also easier to feel into the feelings when you're asking the question versus when you're trying to tell someone, like, your mind something. Because, like, think about it this way. Like, if someone came up to you and they just told you something that you didn't believe, or they just told you something that, you know, they were trying to convince you of something, because that's what basically affirmations are. You're kind of trying to convince your mind of something. But, like, we all hate it when someone just comes up to us and tries to jam their opinions in our face. Like, they try to convince us of something. Like, no one likes to be tried to convince of something. It's something that they don't really want to believe, or, like, they don't believe. You know what I mean? And so it's the same thing with your mind. It's the exact same thing with your mind. So try this next time. Instead of doing affirmations, like, you can keep doing affirmations if you like. No one's going to stop you. But it's an inefficient way to reprogram your mind. And if you're not putting any emotion into it, like, it's not going to work anyway. So try some ask affirmations instead. If you're already doing affirmations, like, just changing them to questions ain't going to be that hard. But if you're really, really, really serious about reprogramming your mind, I'd love to help you with that. So I do what I call my cheat code to life. Emotion, body code, belief code work. I've helped countless clients change their lives in many different ways, improving their life when they have some kind of illness, like just making them overall happier, reducing physical pain, reducing physical aches in the body, allowing them to attract more money, allowing them to improve their relationships, become less reactionary, so many different things, happier, healthier. And it's what I feel is the quickest and easiest and most painless way to reprogram the mind and change yourself and your life. So if you're interested in that, in the show notes I have my website and my Instagram where you can find me, but it's just bemhealing.com or at bemhealing. And that's all. It's just a little short episode today. So thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode of the Reprogramming Room. Ciao, guys!